This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. Brian Utsi is a professor at Kellogg, Northwestern's business school, and he did some research into what kinds of teams are the most successful. What he did was look at the creative teams that assemble around the development of a Broadway production, and he compared those to the resulting success of the show. In show business, all aspects of it really, people tend to work together many times, so if you look at a playbill or the credits of any movie or TV show, you're going to notice a lot of the same names popping up together, which makes sense, right? I mean, we're always assembling and reassembling teams for every project, and it's useful to already know as many people as you can. You've already worked through all of the quirks and irritations. You already know that this person is going to drive you insane, or that person is always late, or this other person isn't going to say much at all, but will chime in at the last minute with the solution. You know who's going to tell what story, who's vegan and wants to talk about it, who has weird stuff going on at home that no one ever gets into. In other words, all of the usual awkward friction that exists with strangers coming together to produce a TV show or Broadway musical, well, it isn't there. So the team can focus on the task at hand, and that's why people naturally choose to work with a devil they know. And the research seemed to confirm this. Teams made up of people who had worked together before ended up producing more hit Broadway shows than the teams made up of people who had never worked together before. But the teams made up of a combination of the two, they did even better. Successful Broadway shows, but here I think you can substitute television, movies, music, phone apps, whatever. Well, they came from teams with a mix, some level of familiarity mixed in with some level of new weird people. It's a way of breaking the pattern of this is how we always do it. Adding some new faces is a way of making the rest of the team work a little harder, take slightly bigger risks, form new social alliances. The team gets reset, but not enough that it's a bunch of strangers trying to solve problems they've never encountered as a group before. And of course, it doesn't come without a little bit of trouble. Like when your best friend in grammar school suddenly becomes best friends with a new kid. It happens when the showrunner hires new writers for the second season of a show. It happens when a writer and a producer work with a new director. And it happens when AT&T buys Time Warner and everyone has to start thinking in a slightly new way. All of that was on display a few weeks ago when the new boss of Time Warner, John Stankey, who isn't even the boss of AT&T, he's just a division head, but he's the new guy on the team, and he sat down with one of the older team members, Richard Plepler, who runs HBO, in a highly public all-hands meet-and-greet that was watched and parsed and fretted over by the rest of the old team and Time Warner, who, of course, have grown very comfortable together, doing things the way they've always done them. So when Stankey sat down with Plepler, the result was what Brian Utsi might have called in his research observations at Kellogg, initial awkwardness. I mean, it's pretty simple. AT&T needs to make money. We do make money, said Plepler. You gotta make more. But, you know, we can still stay cool, right? We can stay the same, right? The answer to that question is, of course, no, you can't. Creative teams need to be refreshed and re-energized, especially at those prices. HBO is facing a bewildering landscape of competition, something it could never have anticipated 10 years ago, and that's really just a fractal example of the entertainment business as a whole. New people are coming in. The old teams are getting mixed up. Sitting on the stage at the HBO Theater in New York, Richard Plepler and John Stankey were acting out a pattern that's happening or is about to happen all over Hollywood. Plepler represented the forces of the devil you know. Stankey represented the forces of, well, maybe just the devil. And that's it for this week. Next week, it's all about other people. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.